I'm Phil Nee with a look at local sports today. Due to the impending forecast on Tuesday, a few games are moved to today that were supposed to originally be played tomorrow. The baseball regional semifinal between Weston and DeSoto in Cazenovia has been moved to today at 5 in Cazenovia. Today's Ithaca baseball game with Highland has been moved up to today at 5 o'clock. And also the Ithaca-Brookwood sectional semifinal game, which was to be played tomorrow, has been moved up to today, again also starting at 5 o'clock. For the Bulldogs, have made a nice run this year in the tournament. I asked Coach Brad Lewis about the win over Seneca.
Yeah, they came out swinging right away and hitting the ball, and we started out 6-0 when we put up six runs in the first inning. So, yeah, we started out hot.
Brad says the hitting has gone well for the Bulldogs lately.
Yes, all the way through the order, they have showed up, and I mean, we've been putting a lot of time in hitting, and I feel the girls are really seeing the work they've put in. So it's been fun to watch too.
You've had the advantage of being home. How big is that for the team?
That is huge. The girls love playing there. Obviously, we practice there all the time, so they know their field. The outfielders know, you know, what their warning track is, and we've been playing really good ball, home and away for that matter, but it is awesome having our home fans there.
Well, regional championships should never be taken lightly. That's a nice one for the trophy case, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. It was nerve-wracking being one of the, you know, first-year head coach, too, but the girls really, they came ready to play, and it was great.
So what do you know about Brookwood, your next opponent?
They're a good team. We played them been a few weeks ago, right before the Friday night before our triangular that we had, where we had Hillsboro and Richmond Center at. And they're a good hitting team. Ari pitched that game, and she pitched well. I think she had 10 or 11 strikeouts, but our outfield showed up, and we had 8 putouts against them. So they put the ball in play. They're a good team.
Ithaca and Brookwood on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com today, beginning with a pregame at 4:45. Now, we've not been told of any other games moving to today. We will if we do hear about those today. One other game in baseball, it's going to be Cashton taking on Blair Taylor at Blair Taylor today in baseball, starting at 5 o'clock. Also over the weekend, the WIAA sectional track meets were held across the state. These area athletes will be advancing to the state tournament this weekend in lacrosse. For Richland Center, the boys 4x2 relay, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden, and Madeline Huber in the girls' shot put competition. For River Valley, Wesley Hatfield advances to state in two different events, including the 100 and the 200 meter dash. For Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee, their lone representative, he'll be running in both the 1600 and 3200 races. Kickapoo LaFarge has a whole host of athletes. The 4x4 relay team of Adric Eggie, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter. The 4x8 team with Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter. Adric Eggie will be competing in the 200 dash along with the 400 and the long jump. Adam Boyson will be taking part in the boys' high jump competition in Division III action at state in lacrosse this weekend. The Kickapoo LaFarge girls 4x1 relay team, Katie Rando, Avea Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsaucer, and the girls 4x2 relay of Jewel Kleinsaucer, Avea Young, Chloe Walter, and Katie Rando. And the 4x4 girls relay, Katie Rando, Annika Waslick, Kendall Andelsek, and Jaden Snagel. Avea Young will be competing in the girls' 100-meter dash, and Jaden Snagel in the 400-meter dash. Good luck to all of the track participants. In hometown baseball yesterday, the Sauk Prairie Twins won 12-2 in 7 innings over the Cazenovia Reds. The game was tied at 2 in the 3rd inning before the Twins scored 10 unanswered runs. Mike Jordahl had a 2-run home run, and number 9 hitter Joa Carlson was 4-for-4 with a double and 3 RBIs. Aaron Hipsch pitched 6 innings, and Monty Jennings worked an inning of relief for the Reds. Monty Jennings, Aaron Hipsch, Nathan Bauer, and Mike Asselli Salisbury all had hits. The Reds will host Black Earth this Sunday for their next game. Black Earth was a winner over Wanakee, 6-1. Middleton, 9. Cross Plains, 3. In the Western section, Schulzburg-Benton over Dodgeville, 4-3. Arena, 8. Wyota, nothing. Hollandale, 11-1 over Muscadet. Belleville, 12. Ridgeway, 2. Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb, 8. Argyle, 3. Verona, 7-1 over Blanchardville. In the Southeast, McFarland over Albion, 13-9. Fort Atkinson beat Evansville, 5-1. Utica, 5. Footville, 3. Stoughton, 13-8 over Jefferson. Cambridge beat Lake Mills, 24-4. And in the Eastern section of Home Talent Baseball, Columbus, 8-3 over Montello. Monona, 7, DeForest, 1. Sun Prairie, 9-6 over Poinette. And Wisconsin Dells beat Rio, 5-4. Richland Center 3rd and 4th and 5th and 6th graders took part in a tournament over the weekend in Eastman. Both of those softball teams combined for 75 runs in 7 games. The 3- and 4-year-olds won in the second of 8 teams, and the 5 and 6 went undefeated, coming home with first out of 5 teams. This week, all 11 3rd through 8th grade teams will be in action Monday through Thursday. Games start at 6 o'clock at North Park. The Brewers completed a sweep of the Phillies with a 5-2 come-from-behind victory Sunday afternoon. Milwaukee was down when Jake Bowers hit a 2-out, 2-run double in the 7th. The Brewers' winning streak is 7 games in a row, and they are just 5.5 games behind the Cubs. Philadelphia has lost 4 straight. Aaron Svalle gets the start in tonight's action. Christian Yelich was banged up in the game yesterday after being hit on the hand with a pitch he left early in the game. It was a big day for everybody to dig deep, according to manager Pat Murphy.
Different guys stepped up with Yelly going down, you know, Bauer stepping up in a pinch hit role, and Ortiz, the game he had, Terang, you know, you forget, you know, Durbin's leadoff double ends up scoring. You know, it's the type of stuff that you're getting contributions from the whole lineup.
Well, for the Brewers, again, moving on to take on the always rival Cincinnati Reds. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Cincinnati lost to the Cubs 7-3. Arizona 3-1 over Washington. San Diego 6, Pittsburgh 4. San Francisco 4-2 over Miami. And the Mets beat Colorado 5-3. In the American League, Baltimore 3, the White Sox 2. Cleveland 4-2 over the Angels. Toronto over the Athletics 8-4. Detroit 1, Kansas City nothing. Houston 1-0 over Tampa Bay. Seattle 2-1 over Minnesota. Texas was a victor in interleague play over St. Louis 8-1. Boston 3, Atlanta 1. And the Yankees 7-3 over the Dodgers. Scottie Scheffler is the Memorial winner for the second year in a row. The world's number one player delivered another relentless performance in Dublin, Ohio, shooting a 70 in the final round and turning a decent duel into another runaway. He wound up winning by 4 strokes over Ben Griffin. Ryan Blaney kicked off the second half of the NASCAR season by running away down the stretch for his first Cup Series victory of the year Sunday night at Nashville Super Speedway. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee. Thank you for joining us today.